Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Judson. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Judson, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sparn, and towards Dittmer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to second. One out. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Adcock scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Judson out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pafko. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon scores. Dittmer moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dittmer scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Logan scores. Matthews moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 5-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkowski covering, for the out. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baldwin pinch hits for Harry Perkowski. Frank Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Neville now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive to left field. Borkowski throws towards third. Adams fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adams. Crandall scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 6-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borkowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Borkowski moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall throws the ball into Temple, who tags Adcock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Markey pinch hits for Ernie Neville. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ditmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Bell strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borkowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Borkowski moves to third. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Semenik strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.